always something that I always wanted to do. My dad used to get the magazine, and I knew I wasn't supposed to look at them, but they weren't hidden or anything. So when my parents weren't around, I would thumb through it and think, oh my gosh, I want to look just like those girls when I grow up. And I was really little, like probably 4. And I would just think, I want to be beautiful like that someday. So it was always something I wanted to do, nothing that I really thought I was ever going to be able to do. But then in high school, a lot of friends started saying, ooh, you should do Playboy. When you turn 18, you should do Playboy. I can totally see you in the magazine. And then I didn't say anything. At that time, I was just kind of like, oh, stop it. Come on. Like, really? Like, I would really do that. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, I would love to do that. So before I was even 18, I wrote a letter to Playboy, and they returned it. They didn't, I guess because I wasn't 18, maybe. And then I just felt like it wasn't practical, so I went to school and got my degree. I have a bachelor's degree in communications, emphasis in public relations, and then I have a master's degree in communications that I kept general because I thought, maybe I'll teach. Now I'm like, teach? That's not fun. And then I'm going for, right now I'm doing two things. I am taking some broadcast journalism courses through UCLA for just a certificate in broadcast journalism. And then I'm applying for a second master's degree through USC in broadcast journalism. There's a couple of reasons why I'm here. Originally, it was a step closer to Playmate. If Hef knows me, if he gets to know me, if he realizes how bad I want it, if he sees my personality and everything, I have a better chance of getting it. And then secondly, if I want to stay in LA, my savings account was running out. It's like, I better do something. But then the main reason is you get to know Hef and you really care about him. And I really like him. Everyone who meets him just falls in love with him. He's the sweetest guy, the greatest guy. And you want to be around him and you want to be part of this. And it's such a great opportunity. I didn't want to turn it down. I mean, I liked everyone. I got along with everyone. And Holly and I were really great friends, and I enjoyed Hef and his company, even though I don't see him as much as I see Holly, but I just thought, what a great opportunity. I can't turn this down. I've come this far. I can't turn this down and go back to Lodi. We've been through a lot of girls. I mean, the group slowly dwindled. It went down to 7, then it went down to 6, and then we were at 5, and then it was 2 for about a week, and then we got Kendra in here, and that was great, and so we've been through a lot of changes. We've seen a lot of girls come and go. I'm actually not competitive in that way. I'm not saying that it doesn't ever get to me, certain things, but I try and focus on what I need and what I don't want to say I want to take advantage of the situation, but I want to take advantage of the situation. Like, I want to do what I can do to better myself while I'm here.